What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week 22, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled Shelby Holenhand is out of the Olympic trials and faces a four-year ban after a failed drug test. And this is an article basically where she says she ate a pork burrito and it triggered a positive drug test. And I wanted to pull this article basically to have an overall discussion on hormones in food. And people all the time when they get popped for these tests get say, oh, I ate this bad steak, I had this bad pork, and now I got popped for steroids, when in all actuality, all these people are really taking steroids. But Tom, do you want to just touch on this article?
So one thing I do find interesting is the culprit, or like the the culprit that they try and blame it on is usually pork, and I feel like it's usually Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's going on there, and that's what she blamed it on, was organ meat, some pork organ meat from a local food truck that she got in a burrito, some tainted meat. And I've heard this, like, several times, and I do believe an NFL player a few years ago did get a suspension reversed because of something like that. But I didn't actually read to see, like, if the science made any sense or if he just had a good lawyer.
Oh, yeah. No, he for sure just had a good lawyer. But I'm not saying – well, I mean, this runner, let's just be honest. If you're in the Olympics and in anything that's half physical, you're taking drugs. It's just part of the game. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. That's just how it is. And I don't think a lot of people want to hear that, but it's true.
Especially you're talking track and field, like how many people get busted from track and field for, you know, some sort of different steroid?
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Yeah. So it's like, I can't imagine it's only the people using them are the only ones getting caught.
Yeah. And honestly, you can look at their records, like, because people, especially in the Olympics, they'll save your drug tests or your drug samples for years and they'll test them when they have new protocols. And a lot of the times, like the top five, top 10, like runners will all pop steroid or all pop positive for steroids. So the person who technically wins the race is the person who came in on like an 11th place the day of. So it's honestly just a joke. It's really just who can pass the test that's going to win. But I wanted to touch on this because there is this, just this common narrative that meat has a bunch of hormones in it. And you'll even hear from people who are in the keto world, in the carnivore world, who say, oh, you have to eat 100% grass-fed beef because traditional like livestock is like loaded full of hormones. And that's not true. Like normally, this is a little tip. If you're an Olympic athlete out there and you are, I don't know, you got popped for steroids, don't come up with this bullshit that, oh, I ate a pork taco and now I tested positive. Say you ate a pound of spinach. Say you ate a bunch of quinoa the day before. Because guess what? Scientifically, you might have an argument there. Because just from a pure, just nanogram per deciliter standpoint, so actually the amount of hormones in food. So in spinach, I'm talking 975,000 nanograms of, this is actually, let me see if I can pronounce this right, 20-hydroxycytosine. So this is a plant steroid. In steak, let's just say, let's compare it to steak because that's the most kind of usually damned one out there. You have 7.6 nanograms in traditional steak and 5.2 in grass-fed steak. So let's compare those values. In 12 ounces, you have 5.2 nanograms in grass-fed steak. In spinach, you have 975,000 nanograms. So I don't know the multiple there. What is that multiple? It's crazy.
It's a shit ton, but I mean, it's even more pronounced if you look at something like quinoa or tofu.
Give me those numbers.
So quinoa comes in at 27 million. And it took me a minute to figure it out because there's a lot of commas in there and there's no commas in any of these other figures.
Yeah.
So 27 million compared to 7.6. And then tofu has 19 million in the 3-ounce serving compared to 7.6 of a 12-ounce serving. So 4 times less contains pretty much 19 million more. Or I don't even think it's 19 million more. It's got to be way more than that.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, the scale is just completely different. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't think people should eat tofu. Soy was never meant to be eaten by humans. The green fertilizer, it's great to get your soil health, like healthy the fields if you're a farmer, but you should not be eating it for plenty of reasons. And one of them is the amount of hormones in soy. There are so much hormones in soy, it's crazy. For 3 ounces of tofu, like Tom said, there's 19 million nanograms of these phytoestrogens. 19 million. And in a steak, there's 7 nanograms. It's just not even comparable. So people are out there blaming meat for all these hormones in food, quote unquote, when meat has very, very little hormones compared to actual plants. Tofu, crazy high. Spinach, crazy high. Quinoa, even more. But something like even like a baked potato, which people would never consider like hormones in a baked potato. Baked potato has 375 nanograms of hormones in it compared to 7 from 12 ounces of steak. How about ranch dressing? Ranch dressing, no one would consider hormones in ranch dressing. Ranch has 3,900 nanograms, again, compared to 7 in 12 ounces of steak. So the scale is just so skewed so much towards the plant kingdom. There's so much more steroid hormones. There's so much more estrogen hormones in plants compared to steak. It's not even comparable. So these athletes who are getting popped for all these stiffened steroids, don't say you ate pork. Don't say you ate steak. Say you ate a bunch of plants and then show them this information and maybe you'll get away with it.
I mean, I don't know if that would be, I mean, like we're just talking about, like it makes more scientific sense. But I don't feel like science is ever really used correctly. And I feel that whoever you're arguing against this is like some sort of judge. They're not going to know. They're not going to have some nutritional background. Hell, I didn't even know about how different like the amount of steroids and estrogens were until like we just looked at this podcast. But like, good luck convincing somebody that you got a tainted score because of spinach. Like, good luck with that. Like, they're going to be like, no, it's either coming from meat or you're injecting yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you're right with that. And just to give these numbers some scale, because I think, you know, I'm saying 19 million here, I'm saying 7 here. So let's just look at the amount of estrogen produced daily by some various individuals. So if you are a pubescent child, you produce around 41,000 nanograms daily. So let's compare that to, I don't know, that's about 10 servings of ranch dressing, I would say, something like that. If you are an adult man, you produce 136,000 nanograms of estrogen daily. Again, that's not that much. That's still way less than the amount of spinach. That's way less than the amount of tofu. If you are an adult woman, you produce about 500,000 nanograms daily. And even if you are a pregnant woman, you are chocked full of so much estrogen is driving you crazy. You produce around 19 million nanograms of estrogen daily. That is only 3 ounces worth of tofu. That's how much estrogen is in soy. That's not even enough for quinoa. Quinoa is 27 million nanograms. So it's just the scale is crazy. So in just in one serving of quinoa, you are eating basically twice the amount of estrogen produced by a pregnant woman every day. So if you're a guy, actually if you're anyone, just don't eat quinoa. That's my advice. Quinoa is bad for a million different reasons, but the hormones in it is definitely a big problem.
Yeah, and I remember talking about the phytoestrogens in soy like a while ago, and I didn't know that anything would have been like have more estrogens than tofu or any soy product. Like, I'm amazed that quinoa is so damn high.
Yep. Well, we were talking about this before we started the podcast, but quinoa initially is a seed. And do you want to just describe that mechanism, why it makes sense that it would have so much hormones in it?
Well, yeah, we're talking about a lot of growth hormones. And if you're talking about a seed, like, that's where you're going to need the most growth, from a seed to a plant. So, I mean, that makes sense there. The spinach one doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me because it's a leaf. I guess you do grow, plants grow new leaves all the time. So I guess that kind of makes sense. The one with tofu, I don't know. Soy, we get from soybeans. So that's similar to a seed. So I guess that makes sense as well.
Yeah, soy makes sense to me. Quinoa makes sense to me. Just everything inherently, those come from a seed. And that's just, you shouldn't eat seeds. But spinach doesn't make sense to me that much. Because spinach is bad on a bunch of different levels. It has a ton of hormones in it, but it also contains a bunch of oxalates, a bunch of anti-nutrients that are just terrible for our body. And people are told spinach is a superfood. People throw spinach in their protein shakes thinking they're actually getting some sort of healthy thing from it, when in all actuality, you're just putting extra stress on your body, especially your kidneys. It is not worth it. Do not eat spinach. It is not good for you. And spinach doesn't even taste good. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, if you want to eat, like, I don't know, cake or ice cream, it kind of makes sense to me. At least it tastes good. But so you understand if you know it's not healthy for you. But spinach doesn't even taste good. It's just bitter and nasty. But yeah, don't eat spinach. Don't eat quinoa. Don't eat tofu. And if you're gonna say you got, you know, some positive test result because of meat, you're doing it wrong. You're not doing it right. Because meat does not have a lot of hormones in it. Even the worst raised meat on the planet. I'm talking about, I don't know, Burger King patties, whatever, the worst beef you can think of, has way less hormones than various plant supply. And I think that's just something that no one knows about, and it should be talked about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if there was spinach in her burrito, she could probably blame that instead of the meat. I mean, like, I don't know, if there was tofu in it, she should have said that she had a vegetarian burrito and that's what caused it.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's other ways you can go around it.
There is, yeah. But yeah, that's Article of the Week. I know we didn't touch much about the article, but I really just wanted the article to be a vessel on to touch on hormones in meat, because meat's blamed for everything. It's blamed for heart disease, blamed for cancer, it's blamed for positive test results. And none of it is true. None of it can be farther from the truth, or at all can be farther from the truth. And, yeah, so that's Article of the Week this week. That's a podcast this week. Hope you guys liked it. You can find the article on the website, so go to tntwellnessandnutrition.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.